This is JIS News. Coming up, Prime Minister assures the nation there is enough protective equipment on the island for the treatment of Ebola should the need arise. Several health centers within SARA to offer extended opening hours, and Finance Minister in Washington, D.C. for IMF meetings. The news in detail after this message.
Ready, set, go, Jamaica! Get your track shoes on for the Child Development Agency's Jamaica Fit for Children 5K Run Walk and Pushcart Derby, Sunday, October 19, on Knutsford Boulevard. Participate to help build Jamaica's first residential therapeutic center for children experiencing emotional trauma. Warm-up time, 6:30 a.m. Race time, 7 a.m. Registration, $1,000. Call 874-2705. Come get fit and support our children. Fit for children,
fit for children. Now the news. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller is assuring members of the public that there is enough protective equipment on the island to be used in the treatment of Ebola patients should the need arise. The Prime Minister says the government has already acquired equipment and is in a position to source more at short notice.
The Ministry of Health is assuring the country that an adequate stock of various levels of protective gear for emergency responders, including healthcare workers, is currently in the island. Additional supplies are available for immediate delivery by international partners through arrangements in place.
Mrs. Simpson-Miller adds that the government is collaborating with international partners to learn the best practices for treating Ebola. The government is also seeking to acquire equipment to screen individuals coming through all ports of entry. Quarantine facilities are also being prepared. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller is urging Jamaicans to play their part in minimizing the risk of the Ebola virus spreading to Jamaica. The Prime Minister is advising persons to avoid non-essential travel to Ebola-affected regions and to truthfully declare their travel history on arrival to and departure from Jamaica.
I want to commend some of our entertainers who have cancelled planned international tours to affected countries and regions with all the financial sacrifice and legal contractual implications that such cancellations involve.
The Prime Minister was speaking at a press conference at Jamaica House Thursday. Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson has instructed the Southeast Regional Health Authority, SARA, to extend the opening hours of a number of health centres to facilitate persons needing non-emergency care. Dr. Ferguson says this is necessary as persons are having difficulty accessing certain medication in the private sector. Additionally, the minister says persons are unable to afford the fees for private care and the tests being requested by some private medical practitioners. Selected health centers and outpatient departments will be opened from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. They are Hagley Park, Olympic Gardens, Doheny Park, Wynwood Road, and Maxfield Park Health Centers in Kingston and St. Andrew. In St. Catherine, the St. Jago Park, Greater Portmore, and Linstead Centers will have extended hours, while in St. Thomas, the Morant Bay and Seaforth Centers will be opened for 12 hours daily. The Health Minister has instructed SARA to ensure the necessary arrangements are made for the extended opening hours to be implemented immediately. Finance and Planning Minister Dr. Peter Phillips is in Washington, D.C. for the 2014 Annual International Monetary Fund, IMF, and World Bank Board meeting being held October 8 to 13. While in Washington, Minister Phillips will hold discussions with officials from the IMF, Inter-American Development Bank, and the World Bank. He will also represent Jamaica at several other meetings. On Friday, October 10, Minister Phillips will be among panelists discussing the topic, Caribbean Economies, Has Recovery Arrived? And on Saturday, he will speak on the topic, Private Partnership for Public Service Delivery. Dr. Phillips will address a meeting of the Community of Practice of Finance Ministers on Gender Equality on Sunday. Other topics to be discussed and debated at the five-day meeting include challenges for job-rich and exclusive growth, progress towards ending poverty and bestowing shared prosperity, the role of public investment, resilient approach for achieving food security, and how to restore trust in a financial system. Minister Phillips and his delegation will return to Jamaica on Monday, October 13. That was the JIS News. I'm Aurora Eubanks.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.